In February 2011, President Barack Obama and Canadian Prime Minister, Conservative Stephen Harper, signed the Beyond the Border Action Plan. The principles laid out in the initiative state that the U.S. and Canada will, quote, work together in cooperation and partnership to develop and implement security initiatives to accelerate job creation and economic growth through trade facilitation at our borders, unquote. The agreement says input will be sought from government agencies, the private sector, and citizens on ways to accomplish secure trade at the border. Friday morning, 21st District Democratic Congressman Bill Owens hosted a Canadian trade forum at Clarkson University.
There's a tremendous amount of opportunity here to provide input by the private sector into this process so that what comes out, if you will, is a better functioning border at every level that also offers the requisite levels of security that we need. So what we're trying to do, A, is educate people, and B, invite them to participate in the process so that the final outcome is the best product we can possibly get from the point of view of the residents of the United States and Canada and the respective governments.
Owens adds that he wants people to understand what the agreements are about.
Because we are afraid that there's not a broad understanding in the public nor in business. And two, that will encourage people to come forward with ideas that will make this process better. To give you an example, you may have a company that is moving product back and forth between the United States and Canada. They may be running into some regulatory hurdles in that process. We want to have them provide not only what they perceive as the regulatory hurdle, but what the solution would be, again, in the context of meeting appropriate Canadian and U.S. law and the requisite security questions.
The program included people with technical knowledge about the agreement and those in business and government dealing with the agreement. Members of the Canadian Parliament and U.S. Embassy officials and members of the business community that conduct cross-border business attended. A.N. Derringer, based in St. Albans, Vermont, is one of the largest customs brokers in North America. Regulatory Affairs and Consulting Director Bob DeCamp says his life is getting commercial cargo through the border as quickly and safely as possible.
We have billions of dollars worth of trade back and forth, and it's important that we keep that momentum going because it ends up saving industry millions of dollars in the whole process. It's crucial to reduce the cost to industry. The statistics are very clear that every minute that we shave off in the logistics of moving cargo through a border, it saves money in inventory costs, it brings goods to market quicker. The benefits are tremendous. And so this whole initiative is huge and a fantastic step forward for the governments.
Thousand Islands International Tourism Council Executive Director Gary DeYoung notes that much of cross-border business relates to leisure travel.
We're hearing fewer complaints because people understand what to expect. Border agencies are getting the equipment and the buildings and the kinds of facilities they need to process people efficiently. Challenges remain. You know, a lot of Americans in particular don't have passports. And right now, Canadian dollar has been at par, and that makes it a little tougher for us to have an even relationship.
Owens is co-chair of the Congressional Northern Border Caucus. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.